Since 1990, the Agricultural Stewardship Association has worked to accomplish a singular mission: protect the farms and forests, rich soils, and agricultural landscape in Washington and Rensselaer counties for future generations. In that time, ASA has managed to conserve over 33,000 acres on 182 properties. Those numbers have probably changed, but we'll update them as we move forward. For the last 24 years, a significant source of funding has come from Landscapes for Landsake Art Sale and Exhibition, a celebration of the land by an incredible community of regional artists. It is an absolutely gorgeous, incredible event. It's the region's largest art buying event of the season, and it's ASA's largest fundraiser of the year, and it is coming up. 300 works of art will be displayed in the historic barn at Maple Ridge in Cambridge, New York, and over 400 additional works will be available online at landscapesforlandsake.com. Many of the artists are on hand to discuss their work during the in-person event, and there are cheese and apples and cider, and it's great. We welcome two wonderful people to tell us about this. Renee Bupon is with us, Executive Director of the ASA. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Really nice to have you. And Dave Horn, former board member of ASA and a key force behind Landscapes for Landsake. You were there from the beginning.
I was. Small group of board members 24 years ago. I was telling Renee on the way in, I should have waited. I should have done it a year earlier so we could celebrate our 35th year as an organization and our 25th year with Landscape. Yeah. So now we got this staggered anniversary thing going.
You know, you you probably had your opportunity during COVID to like up, you sort of fiddle with the numbers. But yeah. What was the inspiration at that point to do something like this? Because you had been in business. You'd been an organization for 10 years, and then that this would be something that would help you raise necessary funds.
Yeah, so at the beginning, it was like, we need a signature event. We're protecting these farms from development. The artists basically capture the landscapes that we were protecting with their artwork, so we thought it was a good combination. And in the beginning, you know, I think we made $5,000 or $6,000 or something like that. So it was not a major fundraiser for us, although it was our first true fundraising event, freestanding event. But over the years, you know, the art community has embraced us. The local community has embraced us. I'm guessing we're near $1 million in art sales over the last 24 years, yeah. With half of that going to protect farmland. And so it was really the idea of a signature event. Picked the Columbus Day weekend because of the holiday, the fall colors, and sort of hung on to that weekend as the timing for it. And so far, so good.
That's right. When you came into the ASA, Renee, what was your reaction of thinking about this event as being a major part, really, of the organization itself?
Absolutely. It's sort of a culmination of all the efforts from everybody to make this a success. So for me, it's just great to see how many of the artists want to participate, the farming community, as Dave mentioned, but also it's just the feeling of it. You walk away feeling great. You've done something wonderful. You often have a wonderful piece of, you know, art to take with you.
Yeah.
But, you know, as you drive home, those landscapes that you're seeing are helping to be protected by, you know, contributing and purchasing. And so for me, it's been really exciting to see it grow over the years. I've been with the organization now 18, only a few as executive director, but to see it blossom and change every year and have different curators have their own stamp on it. So it's always different. Every time, even if you've been there before, come back because you'll see something different and a different display.
Who's curating this year?
Grace Peck. She was with us last year as well.
Oh, she did a great job.
And she's changed it up a little bit again this year. She's keeping it fresh, and we have a lot of new artists. 58 artists, 21 are new to the show.
Did her mother make the cut?
She did.
Okay. Yeah. Leslie Peck, the great artist. Yes. Leslie Peck.
Yeah, so one of the things I'm most proud of is the fact that we've had different curators over the years. So we've opened up not just the artwork to be submitted, but the people to curate the show. And we have so many talented people that we've been able in 24 years to have, I'm guessing, 6 or 7, maybe 8 different curators over the years. And the shows are all unique and all fascinating and still successful with all the different curators. And it just it increased our connection to the art community because those curators bring their own friends who are artists that we didn't know about ahead of time, and they bring new buyers and bring new people, and it grows the whole community.
It's amazing because it is such a community event, and you see the artists are there, people from the community are there, people from outside the community who've come in to see, as you said, to see the beautiful landscapes and to leaf peep and then to and then hopefully help and buy art. It also, talk a little bit about the online component, because this is something, I know it's not new, it's relatively new.
It is relatively new. So back during COVID, we obviously had a pivot like everybody else. And so we still kept the show, but we put everything online. And we did really well. And we thought, this is an opportunity that we can reach a lot of people that can't get to Cambridge on that one weekend. So since then, we've been doing this hybrid where we still have an in-person show. You can come check out the art. But probably half or more of the art is not hung in the barn anymore. It's online. And so, but those that come in person do get a little sneak peek. They get sort of the first shot at it. And then we open up our online portion after the in-person completes. So that has, probably, I'm guessing, increased sales 25% or more, I would say, since the online component. And allow somebody, in Kansas, in California, that maybe we're from this area, they can get a little piece of home. We'll ship it to them. So,
right.
Yep.
And we've been roughly 50% online, 50% in person, give or take a few percentages since the year after COVID. And what we see a lot is people who come to the show will go home, probably get a tape measure out and figure out where it might go.
Right.
And then they actually make the purchase from home that night.
Yeah.
So we do a lot of that, but we also have people outside the area who don't come to the show.
Well, you even have a station there in the barn.
Yeah.
People can look and see what else is available.
Yeah, we have a couple of computer stations. You can kind of, if you see something on the wall of an artist you like, you can browse their stuff online and make a decision.
By the way, we say barn, and it is a barn, but it's a really nice barn.
Oh, my God. It's a
beautiful,
gorgeous barn.
The Larry Sconzo has given us this access to this barn all this time. It's one of the miracles of this show.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just...
Well, Sconzo's a miracle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Larry Sconzo's one of the 8th wonders of the world.
It really, really is. It's a
very 1860
nice
barn with a huge floor plan, huge walls, tall ceilings. He lets us park in the field behind it. Come rain or come shine, which we pray for sunshine as well. Every year we do. But Larry Sconzo, we couldn't really do this because we looked in the early years, even our small original show could have been hung in my living room.
Right.
We looked around the county for locations and venues. And this was before the whole wedding venue, barn venue things became a thing. So people had barns, but they didn't really know what to do with them. And we never found a barn as good as Larry's.
Yeah.
And to this day, there's not a barn like Larry's. There's beautiful barns in the county, obviously, but nothing that offers what Larry's does.
It was really perfect, and it's perfect for the event, and
unbelievable.
Perfect for, and it has been able to sustain the growth.
Oh, yeah.
All
I mean,
the
just
people.
We have over 1,000 people on Saturdays and Sunday come through that barn, so there's hundreds of cars pulling in out of that driveway.
It's one of the things I would like you to talk about this, Renee, of where we are right now as far as the efforts of the ASA and what you're working on, what are some of the big projects, and how things are ultimately going.
Yeah, thank you. Well, we have our certainly a full deck. So we are currently, your numbers are pretty accurate. We're probably closing in on 34,000 acres of conserved land in Washington and Rensselaer counties. Over 181 farm families we've worked with. And then we also have 2 community forests. The Cambridge Community Forest, which opened up a number of years ago, and we're actively working on an Argyle Community Forest, and some of the trail building has been there. So that's something where public can really get out and understand sort of the importance of working lands and working forest. In terms of farmland protection, we have 15 active projects, over 3,500 acres, and we're just waiting to submit even more applications for state farmland protection. So we have a lot on our plate. We have a lot of farmers lined up that want to work with us, that want to conserve their land voluntarily. But, you know, it's an effort every year. So this is why we do this fundraising.
And to no fault of anyone, from you or the farmers, but it is a laborious, timely process. It takes some time.
It's not something that's going to be done in a month. We often utilize the State Farmland Protection Program. It's a great program that's a part of the Environmental Protection Fund, and we apply for grants free of charge on behalf of the farmers. We work them through the process, and then at the end of the day, we conserve it and work with them to kind of steward it going forward. So most projects can easily take 2 years or more to do, sometimes three. It depends, and obviously the state, sometimes it takes a while for the state to get through their process, too. So,
really? I've never heard that before.
It's not for the faint of heart.
Yeah. But you know what you're getting yourself into.
You know what's entailed.
And
they know the sort of the timeline and the end result. And a lot of it, it's, you know, these farmers have stewarded these properties. Sometimes it's been in the family for generations, and they've really put their blood, sweat, and tears in it. And they want to make sure it's still available for farming, whether it's their family or another young farmer coming in. So, they're committed, and that's what's really inspiring for us.
As a vet, you've worked with these farmers over decades, and you know how special this land is to them.
Yeah. When I started with ASA, I was still in practice, and so many of the early projects we did were clients of mine and continue to be friends and clients over the years. And the thing that's, even though it can take 2 or 3 years, the reputation of ASA, it was a little more challenging back in the day to get farmers to just commit to the process, because, you know, farmers tend to be a little bit protective of their land, and they weren't quite sure about this donating or selling the development rights. I can't do what I want with my land. But obviously, ASA's reputation is out there now. Farmers know that we're going to take care of them. We're going to work through the project. We're going to get accepted by the state if we submit a project, and they're willing to wait for 2 to 3 years. But some of the farms can't. They're at the end of the generational transfer. Mom and dad didn't quite put enough money away for retirement, and the next generation's looking to do something, maybe add a new barn or change the business model. And so they really need this money so that mom and dad can pass the farm at an economical price to the next generation. And that's some of our early projects were specifically for that purpose. So farms, right, older generation, put money in their retirement with the PDR money, and the next generation could afford to farm it and not have to compete with a developer for those lands.
And, you know, I think selfishly some of us say, I live at the top of a mountain overlooking one of these views. And
yeah.
Overlooking Maple Ridge, actually.
Yeah,
and
you. You've got a hell of a view up there, Joe.
I have a hell of a view. So selfishly, I want that protected. But also, I mean, it is about the farmland. I mean, this is what we're, this is what the county is. This is what, it's an agricultural county, and we have to keep it as an agricultural county.
Yeah, we can protect bike paths and scenic walkways and stuff like that. We can do that in Saratoga and Albany County. In Washington and Rensselaer County, we want productive. We call it a working landscape. So the plowing and the planting and the harvesting, the fields change over the time, what's planted, when it's planted, all that. So it's a working landscape that's changing all the time, but it's the agricultural community that we offer in Washington and Rensselaer County to the entire, really, 100-mile radius. So if you farm in Vermont or Massachusetts or Connecticut or north of Saratoga County, a lot of your services are brought to you through Washington County because of the strong agricultural community. And so, yeah, it's about the working landscape. It's about the productive farms. It's not – the views we get are icing on the cake.
Right.
We're protecting the farmland's ability to farm.
And those, you know, productive soils that you don't find just anywhere. And that's the thing. You know, we're relying on the lands to continue to be farmed. So we do have the food that we need and, you know, clothes on our back and, you know, fuel and all of that. So that's what they're providing. And that's what we're trying to conserve.
I want to mention to people, first of all, the website is landscapesforlandsake.com. You can find out more information there. Preview party is Friday, October 10th from 4 to 8. That's a sponsorship artist thing, but the opening reception is Saturday, October 11th from 12 to 5, and then the gallery hour is Sunday, October 12th from 12 to 4. online sale Monday, October 13th through November 15th. Again, landscapesforlandsake.com. Renee, Dave, I am in awe of what you do. I thank you so much for doing it, and I look forward to seeing you at the barn.
Love to see you every year, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you very much. We'll be back.